That American political adage, it's the economy, stupid, appears to be taking hold across the Atlantic. This fall, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder used criticism of possible U.S. military action in Iraq to win re-election. But since then, he's broken a promise not to raise taxes and failed to offer a clear path out of Germany's economic doldrums. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin that the German public is grumbling.
Since his re-election, Schroeder's popularity has been dropping steadily, while a song making fun of him has risen to the top of German pop charts. The singer does a great imitation of Chancellor Schroeder's voice. How about a bad weather tax, the lyrics go? That would be big money. Or a hair dyeing tax? Better not. A tax for using the Earth's surface. A breathing tax. Air is expensive. Film school graduate Erika Hanisch voted for Schroeder, but doesn't expect a lot from him now.
I think he'll do his best, but I'm not so optimistic about the economic situation. And I don't think he's able to resolve the problems in a couple of years. I think it will take longer.
But the chancellor may not have that much time. Business leaders say he must make tough changes soon to Germany's generous social programs. Even Schroeder's own former finance minister has suggested the country could be heading for an economic situation as bad as during the Weimar Republic, the time when Hitler came to power. Schroeder called that dire warning a distorted picture in a speech to Parliament today, and he defended his government's proposals to reform systematic economic problems.
Wir haben deutlich gemacht.
I think we made clear that we want to change the structure of the job market. There's no question that all of us, including me, have waited far too long for that. Now we have a chance to reform the job market so we can meet the needs of both a secure social system and the globalized economy.
But in response to his speech, the leader of Germany's main opposition party, Angela Merkel, called Schroeder a man with his back against the wall.
Deutschland hat in diesen Tagen.
These days, Merkel said, Germany is looking for leadership, responsibility, and, just to start with, telling the truth about the situation in our country. One hard truth about Germany's situation is reflected in new unemployment numbers that hit a four-year high today. Schroeder's speech to Parliament had been touted as a moment to unify the country with a way out of the economic gloom. But political science professor Gert-Joachim Glessner says Germany's leader hasn't done a good job inspiring the nation.
Doing a good job means knowing what you are doing in the next 4 years. The vision thing, as George Bush the Elder said, is not in the center of Schroeder's thinking.
Glessner says both major parties are too focused on state elections in February to agree on any action plan before then. But already, Germany's economic woes could affect its international standing, including its relationship with NATO and the United States. In an effort to balance the budget, the German government today announced plans to cut military spending by billions of euros. Washington has been urging the opposite. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.